This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo brownie fusion, Pop-Tarts strawberry fusion, strawberry swirl, brownie batter swirl, caramel swirl, and caramel crunch fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC, used with permission.
You just don't really understand. Why didn't you tell me what's going on here? I mean, you know I'm not exactly Mr. Popularity back at home. I mean, you've seen it. I've been bullied my entire life. I mean, I know what it's like.
No, you don't.
Okay, what don't I understand?
I am different. I do not belong.
You mean in Lenora?
Anywhere.
Come on, you can't actually believe that.
Everyone looks at me like I'm a monster.
Well, they just don't know you.
You think I'm a monster too.
What?
Yesterday, the way you looked at me, you were scared of me.
No, that's not true. I was surprised. Maybe I was a little upset in the moment, but I mean, I'm sorry, I didn't know what to do. I mean, it was so crazy, it happened so fast, but it doesn't change anything, it doesn't matter. I care for you so much.
Care? But you don't love me anymore?
Who said that I didn't?
You never say it.
I say it.
You can't even write it, Mike.
Okay, 11, you're being ridiculous. What is this? You know what I think of you. You're the most incredible person in the world. And you can't let these mouth breathers ruin you. Ruin us. I mean, they're nobodies. They're nobodies. And you're a superhero.
Not anymore.
Stranger danger, talking stranger things together forever. We're loving stranger things. It's stranger things forever. Rewatching season 4 from the start to the finish. It's stranger things forever. Every podcast we do will cover just 10 minutes. Stranger danger everywhere. I hope that you people still care. It's time for me to do it. Let's get to it. Come on, everyone.
Greetings, stranger friends, and welcome back to Stranger Things Forever. Today is July 14th, 2015, which means that in just a few hours, it will be July 15th. That's how time works. and that will mark 9 years to the day that Stranger Things changed all of our lives. And I have to be honest with you. I said I should do a Stranger Things Forever episode. But what I like to do is just check Google News to see if I'm missing anything. And apparently I was missing some things. Like the fact that there's the possibility of a trailer. The first thing I found was on something called SoapCentral.com, which seems like just a soap opera related website, I guess, if soap operas are still a thing. But maybe it's, no, it says General Hospital, Young and Restless, Beyond the Gates. Beyond the Gates, by the way, if you've ever seen any commercials for that, it looks like the most ridiculous soap opera. And I told my wife, we should watch that because it looks terribly ridiculous and it might be awesome in the worst way. Anyway, the title of this article is Can't Wait, Stranger Things Fans Are Ecstatic as the Trailer for Season 5 is Reportedly Dropping Soon. But here's the thing, and I hate the internet. I don't hate the internet. Well, some of it. But I hate that, like, the way that writers and blogs sometimes try to manipulate us and treat us like simpletons, or I should say, maybe not, maybe that's not the right word, but it's, they look for the easiest way to try to get you to click on an article. And that happened, and I'm clicking on it. There's no way I would go to soapcentral.com unless I want the, you know, I want the scuttlebutt on Beyond the Gates, but there's no way I would ever go to this. And this webpage, like, I mean, there's a video playing in the corner at all times. There's a bottom banner for an ad. I mean, it's ad heavy. It's like annoyingly ad heavy. And all it does is it looks like it's found someone tweeting about something. And then it's saying, hey, look, some websites are tweeting about this, or some accounts are tweeting about this. Maybe it's going to happen. And I don't read articles online like word for word. I usually don't. What I usually do is you can skim the first 5 or 6 paragraphs because it's going to be like Stranger Things is a show that premiered in 2015. Like they give you everything so that hopefully the SEO, the search engine optimization hits and you find their blog. Basically one account that they're mentioning called My Time to Shine Hello says a brand new trailer for Stranger Things 5 is reportedly dropping tomorrow. Now, this was posted 9:47 this morning. Some people are like, yeah, great. Other people are like, I'll believe it when it happens. Is this real? Then there's something else said Stranger News 11 on Twitter. Here's the thing. I kind of gave up on Twitter. I don't go there anymore. I shouldn't say I never go there. I very rarely go there anymore. I don't post just about anything anymore. Like, I think I post the Stranger Danger shows, but my geek mentality, like, I am fully over on the blue sky. And so I miss some certain things like this. And I don't... This says Stranger Things full trailer July 16th. And then it's like, oh, someone's... Like, they're already changing another day. And... It shows that some account, I don't know exactly how this got posted. I don't even know where it's being posted from, but there's a STR universe, Stranger Universe. I don't know where they got this. It's a message, it's a tweet, it's something from the official Stranger Things account. It said, signal detected, locking in at 716. Well, 716 is my IQ. No, 716 is July 16th. So is that their little cute little way of saying on July 16th, we're getting a full Stranger Things 5 trailer? And I apologize. I'm trying to hold back yawns. It's only 8:54 p.m. and I'm yawning already. But I have a bit of an excuse. My dog woke me up at 4:30 and I kind of have been awake almost fully awake since then. Not Like there are moments I think I dozed off, but I didn't really go back to sleep. So if I do yawn, I'll try to pause it and work around it. But they're coming. They're coming. They're coming fast. They're coming furious. Here comes one now. Ooh, I fought through it. Very good. So I did not mean to do this episode talk about the trailer. And when I looked it up, they're like, oh, they couldn't do it on the 15th. I was like, wait a second, the 15th. I looked it up. Stranger Things premiered 9 years ago. And I said, oh, yes, as a Stranger Things podcaster, you'd think I would know that. But here's the thing. One thing I will never claim to be is a Stranger Things expert. A Stranger Things, I'm really not much of a Stranger Things news source. What I am and what I've always strived to be is just a fan. I'm a fan who learned. I've never broken any scoops. I've never found any scoops. I find things and I like them and I talk about them. And I do like to just go on and on and on talking about things. So Stranger Things is one of those wonderful things I get to talk about. And that's really what the podcast is for, is for me to watch and dive into these episodes of television. But all this other stuff on the outside, I'm like, oh yeah, I should have known that. And yet I didn't. Really what happened is I had the most amazing weekend and I wanted to keep my love of certain things going. So like Friday, I went to see Superman. It was tremendous. It was amazing. I loved it. On Sunday, I saw the Back to the Future, the musical in Boston. It was amazing. It was awesome. I loved it. So it's like Superman and Back to the Future are two of my favorite things. But you know what a third of my favorite thing is? A third of my favorite thing. You know what one of my, let's see if I can try that again in English. Do you know what another one of my favorite things is? Stranger Things and the Stranger Friends. And that's why I said I'm going to hit record tonight. Not because I'm like, oh, there's some great news. I need to get on this. It's just because I wanted to talk to you guys. And it just so happens that there is apparently some news coming. So I'm going to make a deal with you right now. If the trailer comes tomorrow, I'll be back. If the trailer comes on Wednesday, I shall return. No matter what happens, when we get the trailer, you will be hearing from moi. I will be back to talk about it. But until then, I still have Stranger Things 4 to talk about, Stranger Things 4 to recap, and today I am talking about minutes 10 to 20 of the monster and the superhero.
Our sister, I'm going to bring forward and yours and give it to you now. And he said, oh, wow, that's great. Thank you. That's so generous of you, Carl. That's great. But his wife, my sister-in-law, went ballistic. She said, this is too much money. This is wrong. I don't want anything to do with it, and stormed out of the room. And I thought, well, that's not what I expected. Oh, my God. So I realized from that this was not an easy thing to do. So I learned a lesson from that, and I knew that I had to do this authentically. I had to do it right. Otherwise, it was not going to work. So that happened. And then the third thing that happened was that I was looking at my financial statements, and I had more money there than I was really using. It was sitting there. I mean, it was growing, making profits and so forth, but it wasn't being used. I wasn't using it for me. I wasn't using it for things that I really cared about, not for my people. So I thought, well, if I have all this money now, why should I wait until I die? Why don't I bring it forward? And then, you know, it was a long process for me to come around to that, but that's what finally started this. And I said, well, I'll do it now.
Let's back up just a bit. Tell us a little bit about your new book. What is The Happiness Experiment?
Well, this is a recording of the real events with real people who I decided that I would bring forward the inheritance, the money I had for them in my will, and made it a prequest. So it was a chunk of money that they were going to get while they were still young enough to enjoy it, and I was still alive to see it happening. So I saw what they were doing. So when I sat down with them, I talked about money and happiness and how one can connect. And I said, look, I'm going to bring this forward to and give it to you. But what I want from you is a plan so that you use this money. So it's really a big benefit for you. I don't want this to overwhelm you. And they said, what kind of plan? I said, I want a happiness plan. And they said, a happiness plan? What's that? So you know, nobody seems to have a happiness plan, but it's one of the most important plans you can get. And it doesn't have to be very complex. What is it that makes you happy? What values do you want to pursue? You know, what goals and dreams do you have? And you can pursue them. And so I got them to write a happiness plan. And then when I saw the plan, I gave them all the money all at one time. And so then they took it and I watched them with their plan. I saw all their plans, what they did and how they became happier. And so, you know, that had to be written about. So, because I wanted other people to see what they did so that they too could do the same thing.
Which PreQuest is the most unique one you've come across?
Well, it was a very, very painful and sad story because two dear friends of mine had a beloved daughter and she was hit head on by a drunk driver and killed. She happened to be 8 months pregnant at the time, so that killed the granddaughter too and also their daughter. They were totally, totally wiped out, devastated, and they died emotionally. They had decided that they could never be happy again, that it would be wrong to be happy. They didn't deserve to be happy because their darling daughter had been killed. Tremendously painful, awful, awful story. So they were grieving 6 years later. And I met with them and I told them how much they had added to my life and how much I was so grateful to them and that I wanted to express the gratitude. And I put them in my will and they could accept that. And I said, but I want you to have it now. And they said, oh, no, we can't accept it. They turned it down. They turned it down. Well, we worked. I said, look, I'm leaving it open. So several months later, I think his wife persuaded him to do it, actually, you know. And, you know, so they said, okay, we'll do it because if we're going to wait until you die, why not do it now? And they did it. And it wasn't the money, interestingly enough. They said it was the coaching that made the big difference. That changed their mind, their mindset from being so negative, you know, we'll never be happy again. We don't deserve to be happy. And the coach turned their thinking, their mindset around and said, look, you know, it can be, you can be happy again. And they started to get the mindset of happy people. And now you cannot believe what these people, they're traveling all over the world. They're in Tahiti right now. They climbed Kilimanjaro. These people are loving life. And it was a major change. That is one of the most heartfelt, wonderful results of the and in a sense, she said, the wife said, this PreQuest changed, saved my life because we were no longer living. We were dead. And this brought us back to life.
Yeah. I mean, dealing with grief and many of us have, I have, you know, when you're in those depths, it can be really difficult to find your way out of it. And, you know, often it looks like there isn't a way out of it. And, you know, sometimes you want a map, right? And it looks like this concept could be a good map for you if you're that. It sounds like it was for these folks. I always like to end interviews by asking, is there anything that I didn't ask that I should have?
How can my listeners benefit from this book? What should they do? What would be good for them? And so I'll answer that question. First off, think about happiness. Think about being happiness. You deserve to be happy and you can be happy, but you have to make it as a choice. I'm going to increase my happiness. Just that, if you make that realistically, I want to and I'm going to increase my happiness, that choice. And then talk to people about it. Talk to a husband, a wife, or a girlfriend, or a friend, a therapist, or coach. Talk to somebody about it and say, look, I made the decision that I want to be happier and I'd like you to help me create a happiness plan. And then work on it. And it's not that hard, but it is challenging, but it's a wonderful exercise. And if they do it, I guarantee they will increase their happiness. I guarantee it.
Carl Barney is the author, and the book is called The Happiness Experiment, A Revolutionary Way to Increase Happiness. Carl, where can people find the book?
Wherever books are sold, and it's now available for pre-order from Amazon, and they can go to thehappinessexperiment.com, and they can pre-order it there, and I hope they will.
Carl, thanks so much for the time. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Dan. It's been fun.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard. for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
So where we last left off, Eleven was crying in her room. I think she was pretty regretful for what she did to Angela. I'm not. I will go down and say Angela deserved it. And I think Eleven should go back and do it again. Does she have another skate? Because Angela has another nostril. I don't know if she hit her in the... No, she hit her right in the forehead. But she, you know, look. I guess I don't condone violence. But if you happen to be violent, make sure it's against a mean old bee like Angela. Anyway, you could tell that, you know, in reality, Eleven is regretful of what she did. Or also, she kind of is regretting everything, regretting how she didn't tell Mike, regretting how Mike looked at her. I mean, that comes up later. But she's just thinks about that moment, and she also thinks about the day in the lab all those years ago, you know, when Brenner's like, "What have you done?" And we see, flashes of all those poor kids in the lab. But we jump out of California and we head into the Upside Down. We don't know exactly where in the Upside Down yet, but I think we know it's in Hawkins. And we go and we see some Demogorgon bats flying around that spooky house again. We see the vines of the Upside Down coming and connecting to the creature that we are now calling Vecna. I think, you know, now that they, now that Dustin officially named this monster, who, you know, Dustin, I think Dustin always names the monsters. We will start referring to him as Vecna. Vecna. And all the vines connect into him. They like stab into him. That's a very Boston accent right there. They lift him off the ground. And it looks like they're almost feeding off of him. Or not feeding off of him, feeding him. Like he's feeding off of the vines. And it was like, you know, looking back on this, this is a bit of a clue. It's like all these vines are connecting to the hub, to the heart, to the brain, to the center of everything that is going on in the Upside Down. There's some red flashes of light. It's very spooky. And then we jump over to Hawkins. We wake up in the right side up of Hawkins, where Lucas, it seems like, spent the night hanging out, sleeping in the clubhouse, the converted clubhouse, the Benny's Burgers. And he wakes up and goes outside to find Jason and the other two guys doing something. He's like, what are you guys up to? And they said, we're gearing up, ready for a hunt. They're going to hunt Eddie. And Jason's like, well, don't worry. You know, we're not going to kill him. We're not killers like him. They just want to talk to him and get him to confess. And he does give Lucas an out. He's like, you know, you don't, listen, if this is too much for you, you don't have to come with us. You know, you're still one of us. Don't worry about it. And Lucas is like, no, I'm in. And Jason's like, all right. But, well, we know ultimately where it goes, but we should know better at this point. We shouldn't think Lucas is one of them. Lucas is turning on the team, on the party. There's no chance of that. We really should be seeing this for what I think it is, and that's that Lucas is... really just wants to keep them at arm's length, keep them right near him, and keep an eye on them at all times. If he lets them go, he has no idea where they're going, And I'm not even sure he'd know how to get to Dustin and to get to everyone to warn them. So, and right now, I think the safest place for him is to stay with them. And speaking of Eddie, he's still hanging out in Reefer Rick's boathouse, still paranoid as hell, which, of course, you know, why wouldn't he be? And actually, the door slams open. It scares the hell out of him, but it's just the gang. It's just Robin, Steve, Max, and Dustin. They brought him some food and some news, both good and bad news. And Eddie's like, bad news first, always. So they tapped into the Hawkins PD using Cerebro, which is Dustin's radio, and they found out that they're looking for Eddie, and they're pretty much convinced that he killed Chrissy. And he's like, the good news? And this is, I don't think this is that much of good news. They're like, well, the good news is your name hasn't gone public yet, but it's just a matter of time. And when it does, everyone's going to be gunning for you. He's like, hunt the freak, right? They're like, yeah, listen. And Dustin's like, listen, so before that, all we need to do is, he makes it seem simple. He's like, we need to find Vecna, we need to kill him, and we just need to prove your innocence. And I thought about this. Everything that happens in Stranger Things 4, evil, you know, winning out in some aspects, good winning out in some aspects. Eddie Munson's name is never cleared. His body at this point is never recovered. I know I'm jumping ahead, but we've all seen it. And it just, when he said, all we have to do is prove your innocence, and it's a TV show, you think, of course, they're going to do all that. And they don't. You know, Dustin speaks up to his uncle, you know, at the end, talks about him being a hero. And that's great for Wayne to hear, but it's the rest, you know, the rest of the community. Unless we hear something in Stranger Things 5, I would love there to be some sort of, you know, justice for Eddie Munson in the eyes of the people. Because we know it. All his friends know it. But in John Q. Public, it would be nice. Not that it matters. Not that that matters, because who cares what other people think. But I think for his lasting reputation, it would be nice if he were to get some sort of vindication. So Eddie seems a little like freaked out, but Robin's like, you know, it sounds delusional, but we've kind of done this before. I mean, they've done it more than I have, but you know, we've fought these kind of creatures before. And Steve's like, yeah, we used to have a girl with superpowers, but those are gone. So, right now they're all just basically kind of in the brainstorming phase, which means they still have a lot of thought, a lot of work to do to try to come up with a plan. But I love Dustin, who is, yes, sometimes he has some of that, that only child syndrome, but he is also fiercely optimistic. And he's like, Eddie, there's nothing to worry about. And just at that moment, the police and ambulance race by, and that segues us right into the next scene, because where are they racing? They're racing to the middle of the road to cover the broken corpse of Fred. Because Fred's dead, baby. His eyeless, broken corpse is in the middle of the road getting photographed, then getting covered by a sheet. Nancy is getting questioned by the police about what happened, and she says, you know, how she was talking to Wayne Munson, and all of a sudden Fred was there, and then he's gone. She's like, what about Victor Creel? And the police, they assure her that he's safe behind bars. There's, you know, he's not going to be an issue. He's not an issue. He's not a danger. They keep asking her questions as Steve's Beamer pulls up with him, Max, Robin, and Dustin, and it's people connecting, coming together. I've said this for years. One of my favorite things is when groups of people who are dealing with certain things over here or over there, they come together right now over Fred's body. And she seems relieved to see them. And she gives like a, you know, happy and like a little wave, maybe. And Steve waves back. And then I watched it again. I'm thinking, is she also like, it's great to see them, but it's really great to see Steve? Like, because there's something going on this season with them. Not that it goes anywhere, sadly. Well, is it sadly? I don't know. You got Jonathan in California. You got Steve right across the street. What a time to be a teenage gal. So we leave Hawkins for the rest of these 10 minutes and we go over to California, and Mike and Will are eating breakfast. Mike's staring at an empty chair where a plate of Eggos is sitting in front of. Levin hasn't come down. So Mike's staring at the chair, Mike's staring at the Eggos, Will's staring at Mike. And you can tell he wants him to give some attention his way. Meanwhile, Jonathan just wants to go see Police Academy 3 back in training. What an amazing franchise. Those first five were on heavy rotation in my life. Part 6, which was Citizens on Patrol is part 4. City Under Siege is part 6. That's kind of where it fell off for me. And then part 7, which was just called Mission to Moscow. I don't think I've ever seen that all the way through. But part 6, I'm like, and it was 1989. It's still, I mean, I'm in 8th grade. I should have really been into it. But I feel like after Assignment Miami Beach, it kind of went downhill for me as far as interest. But Back in Training, part 3, my goodness gracious. And I will not stand by idly as Will says this movie is supposed to suck. Are you crazy? Anyway, he's not interested in going. And Jonathan's like, what, are you just going to mope around? He's like, no, we're not moping around. The movie's supposed to suck. And got my blood boiling. And it's at this moment, Mike gets up, takes the plate of Eggos, and walks off as Will looks at him. And I'm like, Will, kind of looks like you're moping right now, if you ask me. So this is when we get that whole opening scene that I played at the beginning of this episode of Mike and Eleven. You know, Mike wonders why she didn't tell him about what's really going on. He's been bullied. He can relate. She's like, no, you can't, because it's not the same. She's like, I don't fit in anywhere. He's like, I don't finish. He's like, where, in California? She's like, anywhere. I'm different. You know, people think I'm a monster. He's like, she's like, you think I'm a monster? You're scared of me? He's like, no, I'm not. I was upset maybe, but you're amazing. He's like, I care for you so deeply. Care, but not love. He's like, what? Huh? What? And she's like, that's when she talks about how he never says it. From Mike. If I ever wrote from Mike to letters to my, you know, girlfriend, future wife, I don't know if I'd have a future wife. It's like, I would always be love. I think I throw love in my letters more than Tesla throws it in a love song. That makes sense to some of you. But he's like, whoa. No, it's not like that at all. He goes, don't let these people get to you. You're amazing. I think you're amazing. The most amazing person in the world. You're a superhero. And she just says, not anymore. And my first thought was, hey, Mike, just say you love her. You still haven't said it. All those things you said are nice. Just tell her you love her. It's not that hard. If you feel that way, it's very easy. I think I told my wife, I'm sure I was 17 years old. Let's put it that way. That's how long ago it was. And she was leaving for the night. She drove over and she was leaving for the night, and she was in the car, and I swear it might have been when I asked her to go to the prom with me officially. And that's, and I said, cause I'll love you, Penny, which that's, some people might get that, but I say that all the time too. I say that she's never seen Lost, and I say that all the time. So Mike, say it. Okay. Yeah, all those things you said are nice and sweet, but tell her you love her. Anyway, we go back out to the living room, and Jonathan and Will are watching Ewok Adventures, an animated Star Wars show from 85 to 86, only lasted for 2 seasons and 26 episodes. And I'm thinking, is this like the first actual Star Wars TV show? I'm pretty sure it was. What I didn't realize is it was created by Paul Dini, who you might know of as the man who co-created the character Harley Quinn and one of the people behind Batman, the animated series. That has nothing to do with Stranger Things. I just thought I'd share that. So they're watching TV and the doorbell rings. And they're just like, they just assume that mom forgot something, but it's the popo, the 5-0, the police are here. Hi, does Jane Hopper live here? Jonathan does a good job here of like questioning, you know, like, I'm sorry, what's this about? They ask about her parents. He's like, oh, mom's out of town, but I'm her stepbrother. You know, he's really, he's not just like, come on in. He's like a little hesitant. And one of the officers brings up an incident at the Rinkomania. And Will's like, that was an accident. And the other cop's like, we have a warrant here that says otherwise. A warrant? Jonathan's like, a warrant? That's crazy. That doesn't need to happen. And then Eleven comes around the corner and sees them. And the cop says, hey there, are you Jane Hopper? And Eleven just looks at them. And then, oh, oop, that's time. That is it. I've reached the conclusion of these 10 minutes. So what happens next? I'm sure you guys remember. I can't wait to find out because it's been a long time since I've seen the next 10 minutes. So I am definitely looking forward to that and looking forward to getting back to these shows more frequently. Look at that. I did one last week. I did one this week. I feel like I'm on a roll. So I got to keep the roll going. So what did we learn here in these 10 minutes? Well, we learned that, well, it got out in the open about Mike and Eleven. Like the airing of the grievances was said. So hopefully, actually, don't they get disconnected at this point? And they never, do they ever connect again until the end? I don't know. Until like the helicopter comes down. I'm really starting to wonder, because at a certain point it becomes a road trip for them. Oh, I can't wait to find out. I can't wait to, it's been so long. Oh, I'm so excited. But we know that the cops are there looking for us. So the whole thing with Angela does have consequences. And the fact that Joyce is, you know, on her way to Alaska also kind of has consequences on this, because if she was there, maybe things would have gone a little differently. What else? We didn't see Hopper or Joyce or Murray in this. We see that Lucas is, you know, hanging out with some troubled guys. Some guys were there to cause trouble, I should say. They're trouble as well. They suffer from being pricks. And he's going to stay with them, but I like to think that he's staying with them to keep an eye on them. Meanwhile, Nancy is having to deal with the aftermath of Fred being killed, but she runs into her friends, Dustin, Max, Steve, and Robin, who were just hanging out with Eddie, kind of reassuring him that they are working on, hopefully, you know, helping him with Vecna. And we see that son of a bitch, Vecna. Excuse my language, but I'm furious. I hate monsters. And I think that covered everything, and I really wanted those Eggo waffles. They looked delicious. Oh, and, you know, Will, you could see him kind of pining for Mike. You're not sure yet if it's for his attention or because he wants it to be more. I don't know. But he definitely feels like the third wheel. He's like, you know, because he's coming out there to see him too, not just his girlfriend. But we shall see what happens next time. Until then, you can follow me personally on all the socials at Geek Mentality. Blue Sky is really where it's at right now. Blue Sky, Geek Mentality on Blue Sky. Threads, I'm trying to do a little more on Threads. I just, you know, it's just like Twitter kind of lost its luster for me. I think I still post the episodes at Stranger D-Pod, but you can go to Stranger Danger Podcast on Blue Sky. We're on there. Just go to StrangerDangerPodcast.com to find everything. As well as every other podcast. All the other podcasts are over at fans.experts.com. Hint, it's the same website. It's just Stranger Danger Podcast brings you directly to this show. But of course, you can also follow us on YouTube at fans.experts, on Facebook at fans.experts. That's because all of the podcasts that I work on are at fans.experts.com. That is it. I am done. My stranger friends, I hope you are well, and I know you'll be hearing from me with another episode of Stranger Things Forever soon. But I hope that I get to talk to you about a Stranger Things trailer before then. Until next time, my friends, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Stay stranger, my friends. And remember, it is you and me and people like us, stranger friends around the globe, who keep Stranger Things alive forever. Everyone go see Superman.
Fans not experts.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.